at 1-800-900-1139. That's 1-800-900-1139. 1-800-900-1139.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old, or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now. 1-800-500-0409. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-0409. That's 1-800-500-0409. 1-800-500-0409.
What would you do if you could speak Spanish? Have a barbecue with the Spanish-speaking family next door?
Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Sí?
Swap stories with locals on a Costa Rican rainforest safari?
Ah, mira, es maravilloso.
Order your favorite Tex-Mex in Spanish?
Quisiera un burrito de carne, por favor.
Once-in-a-lifetime adventures to everyday moments. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish to have real conversations with native speakers, now you can. Because Rosetta Stone is letting everyone who calls try an absolutely free demo of its powerful language learning program. Call now, 1-800-514-3354. Fully immersing you in the Spanish language, Rosetta Stone is fast, fun, and easy. Learn on your computer or iPad. Practice on the go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-514-3354. That's 1-800-514-3354.
Attention all homeowners. Please stay tuned for the following fraud alert. The FBI warns that mortgage fraud, also known as house stealing, is one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes in America. A con artist pretending to be you forges documents transferring your home title into their name and then either sells your home for cash or takes out a big mortgage. You have no idea it's even happened until you get a foreclosure notice or the new owners show up to move in. Homeowners are strongly advised to go to the National Fraud Alert Service Home Title Lock and find out whether you've already been targeted as a victim. HomeTitleLock.com is providing this information, including a free trial of their fraud alert service, free of charge. Con artists are specifically targeting older homeowners, homeowners with equity in their homes, and owners of vacation homes, cabins, and rental properties. To find out if you've already been targeted as a victim, go to HomeTitleLock.com now for your free trial. Again, go to HomeTitleLock.com for details. HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor, it's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
People love the new KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Offer includes popcorn chicken, side cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
nudie bars
from it.
Yeah.
So get loosened up. We're a
afternoon and welcome to the December 29th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You've heard of that. You've heard of them. They've been in the same location for 55 years. Coming up on 56 years, they sell Chevys. Chevy cars, Chevy trucks, Chevy SUVs, Chevy crossovers, little Chevys, big Chevys, all kinds of Chevys. And they are located off the Washington Elizabeth exit, Interstate 270. They've been there, like I said, 55 years, and they own the building and lot. Let me throw that in there. We'll talk after this. After this. After this.
Hey!
Edit out the awkward
okay.
part. At the control board, and he's the man responsible for what you just heard. Eon, the peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, be a good idea to call Mark and Jason, and they can tell you what to do with the money in your employer plan for their FOIN number and more.
FOIN, their FOIN number.
FOIN number and more. Go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Hello to the chicks.
You forgot it.
Oh, yeah. No,
what happened?
Are you okay? Stop the music. Are you okay? You having a brain tumor?
I think so, yeah.
You have an MRI of your head lately?
No.
Get one. Turn the music on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had one. They didn't find anything.
Yeah, it's an old joke.
Literally.
It's an old joke. And here's the man who tells a lot of old jokes. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security and does a fantastic job and is always in a good mood. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yes.
And Rat Boy just sent a big shipment over to London, England. He makes a special product just for them. You know, in London, the cops, the private investigators are called dicks. You've heard that before, private dick. And they don't do that as much here, but there they have bobbies and dicks. And he sent over a special shipment just for them of dick. What is it?
Dick cheese.
Dick cheese. And that's what he calls it. That he's labeled it for all the private investigators.
What else would you call it?
Wow.
Private investigator cheese? Yeah. No, they don't call them that. Uh-huh. They call them private dicks. I think that is fantastic that you do that. Good for you. Give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Bobby cheese just doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
No. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Come on, sit down now. They always like that standing ovation thing. Sadly, duck season is coming to an end. It either ends like right now, today, or pretty soon, I think, doesn't it?
I guess.
You know who's not going to be in a good mood?
Don't
Come on,
know.
You know what? We're going to change that. We're going to put him in a good mood. It might be sad to see duck season over, but he's going to be real happy when the AM and the PM people go in there and start buying Chevrolets. And not start, they already are. But we'll just ramp it up a notch or two. Take his mind off duck season, which you won't see now for almost a year. Here's the deal. There's a the old malls jingle. A fire's a fire, a grill's a grill. You remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
What makes your
meat a culinary
thrill? What makes your meat a culinary thrill? It's what you do when you barbecue. You got them all. Well, a fire's a fire, a grill's a grill, and a Chevy's a Chevy. It's the same Chevy no matter where you buy it. Silverado truck, fully loaded, basic truck, standard cab. They're the same anywhere. You want an Equinox? You can find the same Equinox you find at Johnny Londoff at other dealerships. I'm sorry to tell you. It's maybe not a good sales approach, but it's true. They have them, too. They probably have deals that are very close to as good as Londoff's. They're not going to be better. Maybe even the same deal. But John Londoff himself says, we will beat anybody's deal. And if you can't say that unless you do it, you will go to prison. I think it's 30 years to life. If you say we'll beat anybody's deal, then you don't beat it. They will. So don't worry about this deal business. Well, I got a really good deal. I think I got the best. I hear people do it all the time. They get cars and trucks. They go, oh, man, I got a great deal. I got a better deal than I could get anywhere. Well, if you went to Londoff, you probably did. But the truth is, you won't get. It's impossible. You won't get a better deal somewhere else. Because if you go somewhere else and you have the written offer on paper to prove that you have the deal and you've got this vehicle for $100 less than the Londo price, they'll just make it $125 less. They'll beat the deal. So don't worry about that. They'll beat anybody's deal. And then there's service. There are two kinds of service. There's a service like the service bay where they have, you know, those. Thank you. Air tools. Thank you. Thank you so much. And then there's customer service. And I don't think there's anybody that has better service in either department. So give it some thought in the market for a vehicle. You want a basic transportation, or you like a lot of, I'm a frills guy. I like all that extra stuff. I like the toys. It's there for you, and if it's not, they'll find it. You pre-owned folks, tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it, they'll get it. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Washington, Elizabeth Exit off 270, Londoff.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by, as always, Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Folks, you know what's coming up? New Year's Eve. Do not be stupid enough to drive if you've been drinking. They'll be watching for you, the cops. They'll be waiting. Take yourself a Laclede cab. That's the cab you want, the AM and the PM cab. STL Taxi is the app. Have it downloaded and ready. It's free. And now, courtesy of Laclede Cab, here's Bill Cleveland.
Wow. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm really well. Earlier today, you all were talking about TV news reports and all this stuff, the local news, and you mentioned, I so badly wanted to call in, but you were talking about how the news anchors will have some sort of a follow-up question to the reporters in the field. And my first job, actually, in the business, if you want to say that, was I actually ran the teleprompter at one of these TV stations here in St. Louis. That was my job.
Stop it right now. Whoa.
Yep. In fact, the whole reason that we say from downtown St. Louis on the show here is because that's actually where I was working at the time when we first started this so many years ago. So the reporters in the field would write out, or type out, I guess, some sort of a question for the news anchors. And so, sure enough, it's right there on the script already. So when the news anchors act like they've come up with something genius to ask the reporters actually have written that question for them, and it's all scripted. It's all completely scripted.
Yeah, and for people who missed earlier, you know, what we're talking about is, let's say the reporter is, and let's go live from St. Charles, where Mike Elbert is standing by. Mike, what's the story? Well, Julius, the something, is something, I use Julius C. because he's not anymore.
Right.
And, but it's the same. And according to the eyewitnesses, the men could not possibly have committed the crime because he wasn't even in the area at the time. Reporting live from St. Charles, Mike Rebaton. Then back to you, Julius. Julius goes, Mike, has the mayor commented yet on this situation? No, he hasn't, but there is a press conference scheduled for tomorrow. That's all planned.
All planned.
They're not about to throw the reporter a question that he can't answer because he probably couldn't answer if they hadn't let him know who it was. It would be too awkward, so...
One day it would be great to write a book about all the inside stuff that the local TV news shows do that people like. Maybe people do know. I don't know.
I wish they would write that. I get that.
And we played that montage, remember, a week or two ago where the all the different cities, the newscasters would read the word for word the same story about people buying Christmas gifts for themselves?
Yes.
They call those, that's a kicker. Right?
Oh, listen to Mr. Insider.
The end of
that last little stupid thing they play right before they wrap up the news, that's called a kicker. Thank you very much, everybody.
Very good.
All right. Well, researchers say that men are naturally programmed to want more than one woman, even when in monogamous relationships.
I can't even relate to that. I think that's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the scientists who conducted the study would like to know if they can crash on your couch for a while. The Olive Garden in New York City, this is the new one near Times Square, is charging customers more than $400 a person for dinner for New Year's Eve. Yeah. Good news is the price tag includes an open bar. Bad news, since it's the Olive Garden, it doesn't include actual Italian food.
A recent study
shows that standing at work for long periods of time is bad for you. After earlier research indicated that the sitting for too long at work is bad for you. So really the only thing we include is work is bad for you.
Did you say standing causes long periods?
Oh.
Standing
no.
at work?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I did. Finally, this afternoon.
Oh, here it comes. We've seen this before.
Yeah.
He gives you the throws the softballs, and then
hits you over the head with a hammer.
Here comes the 120 mile an hour one.
Well, yesterday, Martin O'Malley, this is the former governor of Maryland, he's running for president, had just one person show up to his campaign event in Iowa.
Oh, my God.
Only one person walked through the door. O'Malley asked the guy if he had any questions, and the man replied, I'm just looking for the restroom. The one
Boom,
guy.
Right over the head.
All right. He's okay, maybe I was wrong. He's saving that for tomorrow.
Boom, Wednesday.
You got a follow-up question for me now?
No, I don't. I was going to ask you who was the politician that was running who was just an avid croquet player. I think that's, what was his, Martin O'Mallet. I think it was like croquet now. See, that's my point was, as bad as that was actually funnier than Bill's. That's how bad Bill's was. There's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was going to say it could always be worse, but I don't know.
Maybe not.
The Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 515 Cape Terrace.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it. See ya.
My mother-in-law has a Charter cable. She has a TV, and she's 85 years old. She gets confused. She's, and a lot of older people, they don't like all this. Give me three remotes. They don't like it. So we gave her TV, new TV for Christmas, but it has to be hooked up. And there's a cable that comes into her. It's just a cable coming out of the wall, coax. I thought, well, okay, there's your cable that you used to have in that room. So I went over last night. I plugged the TV. Nothing. Auto scan, nothing.
No, you have to have a box.
No, you don't. Not for basic cable.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
I think you do now.
Well, there's our problem. But yeah. I called Charter today. I'm on the phone for, and I clocked it, 50 minutes with Charter. And the gal was in Florida. Folks, can we ever get back to a day when if we want to talk to a St. Louis place, we could actually talk to somebody in St. Louis? Can we get back? I called the Marriott 2 days ago to make a reservation for the evening of the 15th. We leave for Jamaica the morning of the 7th, of the 16th.
Yeah.
7 a.m. is the flight, which means we need to be there 5. So I think we did this last year. Let's go to Marriott. Marriott St. Louis, the airport Marriott. Great hotel. But I called to make a reservation, and I called the 314 number, and I thought, hey, great, St. Louis number. I talked to this gal, says, oh, reservation? Just a moment. She transferred me to their reservation person in Florida.
Uh-huh.
In Florida. I hate this. How did we get here where I'm on the phone with the Marriott, St. Louis Marriott, right now talking to a gal who's right there? And I even said to her, I said, are you in St. Louis? She says, yes, St. Louis Marriott. And I said, I'd like to make a reservation. One moment, please. And she transferred me to somebody out somewhere else. I don't get it. Can't we have a reservation people here, a person here?
Yeah, I don't get
any of it. It's a great place.
If you're talking to somebody at the front desk.
I've told you before, that is a terrific place to eat and to stay, the St. Louis Marriott. It's just that I don't get understand the runaround. Well, I know time's going fast. Here we are, the 29th day of December, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
For everybody who thought we forgot it, I actually did. Peon reminded me we didn't do it.
Yes,
I do that
for some reason.
Wow.
I figured you'd hear about it, so I wanted to.
Hey, I don't understand this story. It's a guy in Germany who died on Christmas Day. Now, his family, for the rest of their lives, will have to tell other people. What happened to your son? Oh, he died Christmas Day. How did he die? Well, listen to this. Here's how he died. 29 years old. They attached a bomb to a condom dispenser to blow it up. This is when you're really desperate for condoms. And he didn't close the door in time to something.
The car. I saw this is over in Germany. Apparently on the street, like on the sidewalk,
okay,
they have
condom dispensers.
They took
cover in their vehicle. But they didn't get the vehicle door closed in time. The bomb goes off, and a steel shard from the condom machine sticks in his head and kills him. One of the accomplices admitted they had blown up the condom machine. No money or condoms was taken, so all for nothing.
Huh.
Wow, of all the things to blow up.
Wouldn't they be worried that the condoms would not be very good at that point?
Well, yeah,
they were trying to get the money out of it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of money in those condoms.
Well, there must be. Whew. A lot of quarters.
Folks, if you've put off moving to China because you can only have one child, listen to this. Effective January 1st, the Chinese lawmakers this past Sunday formally approved an edict ending the one-child policy January 1st. You can now have two kids if you live in China. Way to go, China. Did you know that, Dan? If you live over there, you can't have but one kid.
Yeah, I knew that.
Because the population is just too many people. I guess now they've let enough of them die off that they
can
do
have
that.
Two.
And we'll get to this other story later because it's too painful for me. It's another rapper who's been arrested. I'm sick of the rappers being arrested.
Man.
Rapper Azealia Banks. Arrested for biting a female bouncer on the breast.
Huh.
Enough is enough.
Really?
And that's what I say. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
I think it's been a while for this one, and it's a good time of year to do it because this next few days there'll be a lot of people, lonely people sitting in bars, rethinking their lives, maybe just lonesome, a little depressed. The holiday season does that to people. Guy goes into a bar he's never been into before. And he sits down and says, hey, barkeep, can I have a beer? And the bartender says, sure, coming up. And he slides a mug, cold mug down, and guy's sipping on the beer. And as he's drinking, he's going, you got any, some snacks or something? Like he goes, yeah, sure. You know those beer nuts? You've had those? They're real good. They're good with beer. That's why they call them beer nuts. He slides a bowl of those down. This guy by himself, not many people in there. In fact, nobody except him and the bartender who's now gone down to the other end of the bar. And he's sitting there and he's drinking his beer and he's eating the beer nuts and he hears, hey, that's a great looking suit. And he looks around. He says, well, thank you. But he doesn't know who to thank. The sound came like it was right next to him, but nobody's there. He thought, well, you know, sometimes you just maybe hear things. So he keeps eating the beer nuts and he drinking the beer. And he hears, good looking pair of shoes. What are those, Cole Haans? And he goes, well, thank you. They're another Johnston and Murray. The heck? Now he's thinking, the bartender is all the way at the end of the bar wiping glasses. He looks down at the bartender and says, hey, did you say something to me? The bartender says, now I know what you're talking about. No. What's wrong? He goes, nothing. And he keeps drinking the beer and eating the nuts. And then he hears, you know, you're a good-looking man. You're a good-looking man. You're nice-looking. You're well-dressed, well-groomed. You know how to sport a beard. And he goes, well thank you. Thank you. What is going on? So the bartender, he says, come here a minute. Come down here to the bar. The bartender comes to the bar and he goes, well, can I help you? He goes, I'm going crazy or what's going on here? Is this a joke? Am I on some kind of TV show? He goes, no, what are you talking about? He says, I'm sitting here having a beer. Okay, get the beer nuts. And I hear, hey, nice suit. And there's nobody here. And then I hear, nice shoes. And then I hear, hey, you're a good-looking guy. You don't really know how to wear a beard. And there's nobody here. What the heck? He goes, oh, those are the beer nuts. They're complimentary.
Meet me. All right, let's get a check on traffic now and check in with Frank Lapp.
It's one of my favorites. Southbound on Highway 270, stop and go now between Dorset and Graff. I mean, really. Oh, gee, both directions are graboid heavy between Lindbergh and 141. Eastbound Doherty, very heavy between 141 and 270. Westbound Manchester between Barrett Station and Baxter. An incident eastbound on Manchester at Wideman blocking the right lane. Eastbound Highway on Big Bend between Doherty Ferry and 270. Stop and go. Westbound 44 between Berry Road and Bowles. Eastbound 64 heavy between Valley Park and Highway 270. Southbound Highway 67 closed now between the Clark Bridge and the Lewis Bridge. That's the one at the Missouri River due to the flooding. As well as 141, both directions closed at Highway 44 due to the flooding. Thus, all the delays south of Highway 64 and west of Highway 270 are all the secondary roads. Folks trying to get out to the Valley Park area and having a tough time doing so. This update brought to you by Volkswagen Service Express. Jump in the fast lane for regular VW maintenance without an appointment, oil changes, tire rotations, and more. How convenient. Visit VolkswagenServiceExpress.com to find a participating dealer near you. Frank Ladd in the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
From all of us to all of you, Happy New Year from the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-1902. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-1902. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-1902. 1-800-400-1902.
If you don't have life insurance because you think you can't afford it, stay tuned for the following special opportunity. A life insurance company is now offering affordable term life insurance to the American public for under a dollar a day, so you can finally protect your family's financial future. But hurry, call immediately for free information. 1-800-554-6922. The call only takes 5 minutes and it's absolutely free. With this affordable insurance, if you're a 40-year-old man who doesn't smoke, you could get a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's a $500,000 to protect your family's dreams. If you thought you couldn't afford life insurance, well, now you can. Make the quick 5-minute call now and secure your family's financial future. That's free information on term life insurance policies issued by American National Insurance Company for under a dollar a day. Don't miss this special opportunity. Call AmericanNationalDirect.com at 1-800-554-6922. That's 1-800-554-6922.
Hi, I'm John Zuzak, the pharmacist and owner of the Sappington Medicine Shop on Gravois. All of us at the Medicine Shop want to thank you for your business this year, and we look forward to another year of taking care of you and your family. We understand you have many choices when it comes to choosing the right pharmacy. At the Medicine Shop, you are never just another number. Our pharmacists will always take the time to talk to you and listen to your questions and concerns. Remember, your prescription copay will be the same wherever you go. Why not choose one of our independently owned pharmacies that offer the same competitive prices and better service?
Come visit Jerry and the rest of my staff at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Troy, Missouri on Centerline Drive, in Montgomery City, Missouri on South Sturgeon, in Peavey, Missouri, at Commercial Boulevard and Highway Z, and now Ellsbury Pharmacy in Ellsbury, Missouri, is a member of the Medicine Shop family, too.
Hi, I'm Marty Hennerlong, pharmacy owner at the Medicine Shop in St. Clair, Missouri. Stop by and see either myself or my helpful staff at the Medicine Shop in St. Clair Plaza. We are a preferred provider for Coventry and Express Preferred.
You've heard the expression, good things come in small packages? Well, that's what the folks at Brooking Park must have had in mind when they developed their memory care household. In conjunction with the Alzheimer's Association, Brooking Park has created an innovative extension of the home where the aromas of freshly prepared meals take place throughout the day. Their household design and individual approach brings the residents an extended family, providing a secure home for independence while respecting their dignity. They provide activities that trigger memories of routine daily life, including music, art, household chores, exercise, hobbies, gardening, and even pet therapy. They recently received an honorable mention in Healthcare Design Magazine and were rated one of the top-tier best nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report. Call Brooking Park at 576-5545 or brookingpark.org and personalize a lasting gift for your loved one. Brooking Park is an equal opportunity senior community sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Senior System.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Donate your vehicle to Goodwill and receive a year of movies, compliments of St. Louis's hometown theater, Werenberg Theaters. Donating to Goodwill is so easy. It's tax deductible and towing is free. Donate your vehicle to Goodwill. Give the gift of hope and receive a year of movies. Call Goodwill 314-241-3464 and mention movies. For more information or to donate online, go to mersgoodwill.org.
Restrictions apply. While supplies last.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor, it's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
People love the new KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Offer includes popcorn chicken, side cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Did we ask him yesterday what he got for Christmas? I don't think we did. Well, Santa Claus brought him.
Yeah.
I'll ask him today. He is Mike Evans. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Open today. It's Tuesday. Only closed on Monday. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. We dropped $400 at the Smokehouse Market on pies and meat. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was worth every dollar for a lot of people, about 14 people. And we got a gift card for Annie Gunn's. Perfect. Couldn't have given us something better. And they still sell them. They sell them all year long. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And they now present this guy, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Yeah. So, I didn't get anything for Christmas.
Yeah, we don't.
What?
We don't do that either. My wife and I don't get each other anything. I got two gifts, one for my mother-in-law, one for my kids, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's the way I want it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And I know the only reason I didn't get you anything is you made it very clear, Mike. You don't want anything for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember.
You've spent so much money on me, I felt guilty.
Yeah, well, fine. Yeah, I got the message finally.
Hawk was questioning the name of the star who is not a natural redhead. She's actually a blonde. Emma Stone. Deborah Messing.
Mm. Yeah, come on. Come on.
Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on.
Odds and Ends Jack Nicholson was spotted last week doing some last-minute shopping, Christmas shopping. The 78-year-old star is believed to be suffering from dementia. His last movie was 6 years ago, and Jack says he will not be making any more films.
Well, he said that to me this morning.
Really?
So I can confirm that Mike's story is true. I spoke with Jack briefly. I said, Mike, no. I said, Jack, no more films. Is that right? Here's what he said.
You're damn right. I'm not doing any freaking more films.
There you go.
There he is, right there.
There's the proof, right? Yeah.
Wow. There it is.
You know, and you know who one of his biggest fans is Kirk Douglas. And I mentioned to Kirk that Jack was getting out of the business. And I said, Kirk, how do you feel that Jack's no longer going to make movies? Here's what Kirk Douglas told me. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
There you go. Nobody knows exactly why. However, Elton John's been in a wheelchair the last few weeks. Don't know why. I thought Brian Williams was going to be doing his own show on MSNBC, but haven't seen it. Haven't seen him on the schedule, so don't know what Lion Brian is up to. I'll try to find out. Sammy Davis Jr. ex-wife is the latest to charge Bill Cosby with rape. And the hits just keep on coming.
Wow. You know, when Sammy was alive,
here it comes.
He suspected that Bill Cosby was not being a very nice man.
Really?
I talked to Sammy about it. I saved the recording. I said, Sammy.
Can we hear it?
Yeah. I said, Sammy, you think this is true about Cosby? Here's what he said.
I think so, babe. I dug that guy, but I've had my eye on him for quite a while.
There it is.
There it is.
Right there.
Unbelievable. Downton Abbey final season will kick off this weekend in the United States and Canada, but it might not be over. Let's talk about Downton Abbey movie, maybe a franchise.
Well, I know it's popular, so I'm sure that'll happen.
Movie news, Star Wars continues to break records, already $1 billion in the fastest time. By the way, Star Wars' first movie's budget was only $11 million. Star Wars reached $1 billion in 12 days. That's better than any other movie. Jurassic Park, it took 13 days. Fabulous 7, 17 days. The Avengers, Avatar, Harry Potter, 19 days.
Big paydays for a lot of people.
New York Post headline, a thief broke into a car, and in the back seat was a framed glass case that actually held a very dirty white shirt. The thief, I didn't know what it was, broke the glass, took the shirt. Obviously didn't know what it was because the shirt was worn by a person that died in 9/11 on the 85th floor of the North Tower. And the shirt had been tested and confirmed it was covered with extremely cancer-causing chemicals. The family was going to hang it as a remembrance, but they were told that they couldn't take it out of the frame because it could cause death if it was touched.
Well, this is great.
Oopsie.
Great. Huh.
Yeah. Now, talk about karma. Talk about getting what's coming to you.
Exactly.
Hey, look what I got. Yeah, I'll tell you what you got. Cancer.
New York Post headline screamed, clueless thief steals toxic World Trade Center clothing. Date in history, Mary Tyler Moore, 79.
Whoa, now I feel old.
Ted Danson, 68. Texas, 170.
Okay.
And finally.
No.
Anyone comes in here, go.
You know that in the movie Saturday Night Fever, it's John Travolta. Did you know they had originally, and it sounds weird, asked Ted Danson to do that? They even sing that to Travolta in the movie, that song, where they go, you should be dancing, yeah, you should be dancing.
You had a way to ruin my...
Sorry.
I like to ruin it at the end.
Peed all over it right at the end there.
Wow. Took a dump on it.
Oh, all right.
Dropped the kids right in the middle of my show.
Yeah, sorry.
Name of the star who is not a natural redhead. She's a blonde, Emma Stone, Deborah Messing, Lindsay Lohan, Nicole Kidman.
I'll go Deborah Messing.
Emma Stone.
Lohan.
Emma Stone. Mike Evans.
Emma Stone.
Yeah, I don't think you would know her.
She has
from
nice big ones, doesn't she?
I don't think so.
Lohan does.
No.
This is our gauge that we use as to whether or not.
No, you're thinking of Emma Big Ones.
Emma Big Ones.
Emma. I'm thinking of Emma some big one. I'll dedicate that to Paul Warner. Paul Warner used to have a joke. It was the corniest joke, and he did it all the time. Knock, knock, who's there? Emerson. Emerson who? Emerson Big Boobs.
I kind of still, yeah, he kind of still. Yeah,
he still has that same style. Every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale. All right, now, what's it? It's dropping in the 20s now, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming, folks. It's coming. And we're sort of hoping it works, that it's just gradually. And by the time we leave for Jamaica, you open the door, just crack the door. That's the sound of a blizzard wind.
It feels cold.
And you have that teeth chattering thing? This is the sound of the teeth of a family that doesn't use Matheny heating and cooling. That's, there they are. That's their family. Their teeth are chattering because the heat's not working. Heat's not working because they didn't have it, well, maintained. Not a problem. Call Matheny. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, you can call Matheny Heating and Cooling. They would consider it a privilege to be your heating and cooling company. And again, here, as we get to the end of this year, they wanted to make sure, I thank all of you, so I will again, all of you who this last year did, in fact, make Matheny your heating and cooling company. I hear the other heating and cooling commercials. And you know what I hear when I hear them? I hear people trying to sound like Matheny. One said, oh, we've been in business 53 years. Really? If that's what's, you think that's important, how long you've been in business? Then step aside, because Matheny's been in business over 73 years. Family business, third generation, work on everything, qualified, certified to work on everything, any make, any model, any type, any size, any kind, any age. You just have to live in St. Louis or St. Charles County. You can be a business or residence. It can be large. It can be small. They work on all that stuff. They're good people. Nice, dependable, honest, get to you as quick as anybody will get to you. Matheny. Remember that name. And if you can remember Matheny Heating and Cooling, then you just remembered their website, because it's MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's get a final check on traffic and go airborne. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, still working with this crash. Highway 70 westbound at 5th Street blocking the three right lanes. You're backed up to 170 passing the airport, headed out to that incident. Eastbound 270, still delays up in North County. The Rock Road up through the Interbelt. Eastbound 64, looks like morning rush hour now between Boots Crossing and Highway 270. Stop and go traffic there. Westbound Highway 44 between Big Bend and Highway 141. Delays because of the 141 closure at Highway 44 on Manchester Road. Doherty Ferry, Big Bend, both directions of Gravois. Southbound 270 remains stop and go between Page down through Highway 44. Then that right lane of Gravois, Lindbergh very heavy this afternoon as well. This update south of Highway 64. This update brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Cops all across the country cracking down on drunk driving. And there's one thing you can be sure of. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Frank Ladd of the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
People love the new KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Offer includes popcorn chicken, side cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road
It's Randy Newman singing, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot to speak before he sang and tell you that this is the worst broadcast ever. But who cares? It's kind of still the holiday. Thank you so much for listening. We will be here tomorrow. Hope you are too. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend. folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
Same goodbye, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A shutdown of the Fenton Waste Treatment Plant means millions of gallons of sewage spilling into the Merrimack River. Why citizens weren't notified until about 12 hours after it started. Near record-breaking floods in Union, Missouri, how it has affected residents. And hundreds of volunteers and city workers in action today. Why sandbagging is so important to some areas.
Union and Pacific submerged tonight. Parts of Eureka about to go underwater. Major flooding tonight across much of the Fox 2 area, and the worst may not be over. You're watching a special Flood Watch edition of Fox 2 News at 6. I'm Mandy Murphy, filling in for Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel.